TCR Diaries for January 23rd, 2018. A few years back, someone by the name of Floyd inadvertently gave my cell number to his insurance agent. And then that dominoed into my number getting on every insurance company's call list. I've tried being nice to them, tried asking them to put me on their do not call list. I've tried being mean, tried being funny, tried all sorts of things just to get them to stop. I even told them for a while that Floyd was dead and didn't need insurance anymore. But once you get on any kind of insurance call or mailing list, you're screwed. You might as well throw your phone in a dumpster, shave your head, and go live with the monkeys. It won't matter that you're not Floyd. They'll find you and call you from Troy, New York, and from Arlington, Maryland, and from LaGrange, Illinois, and even from La Habra, California. Same goes for car dealerships. I get about 5 emails a week asking me if I want to renew the manufacturer's warranty for the Nissan Cube I bought in 2011. They'll even throw in a free oil change. I don't even own the Cube anymore. Last sales guy that called me, I told him that the Cube was the biggest piece of shit I'd ever own. Please note, this is why I never answer my cell phone. Even if the caller ID says that you're in my contacts, I won't believe it. One time an incoming call came up with my mom's number, and it turned out to be Jacqueline Smith. Okay, that's a lie, but man, did you guys ever watch her in Charlie's Angels? Never mind, Jacqueline has nothing to do with Floyd. I looked up Floyd once on my lunch break. I can't remember his last name, but I do remember that he is or was a doctor. Dr. Floyd. Probably watching Netflix, filling out a Geico car insurance quote, and then typoed his cell number. That's the kind of thing that happens when all your appointments get filled for the day and you throw a fit. I don't know if Dr. Floyd is still alive or not. He's dead to me. Him and the insurance he rode in on. Anyways, below is a script I tend to use if I'm feeling feisty and an unknown caller brings me up for Floyd. Season to taste, but use your best southern goofball accent.
Floyd? Well, no, Floyd can't come to the phone right now. He's over in county lockup. He's framed, of course. He didn't steal those 12 quarts of syrup like Randy said. He knew about Randy's plan ahead of time, but just knowing don't make you a maple thief. I don't really blame old Randy for wanting to steal all that syrup. Boy, I do like that syrup from Walmart.
If the caller is still with me, I continue with,
Well, hell, you probably just want to talk with Floyd. If you got a pen, I can give you his address over at county. What was your name again? You sound familiar. Were you at the Earlville Country Club last weekend?